This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a podcast of Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Visit Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au. Follow the links under podcasts. And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriver, and Jamie Lewis.
Good evening, one and all. Welcome to Catching Up. We are doing race day recovery. We've been here since breakfast. It's like our 15th hour of our telethon.
We've been here all day.
We've raised $2, though.
Have we?
Yes. Yeah. Phones have been ringing non-stop.
Fantastic.
That was a lot of excitement, wasn't it?
That sick child will get that stick of gum, as promised.
You reckon? My sick child.
My goodness, guys.
My poor little sick child.
It's been cup day today, hasn't it, in Melbourne?
We were off and racing early this morning, weren't we, kids? How early were we this morning?
And they're coming in early and they're still on late.
Oh, my God. Dolly Go Lightly's around the first bend and she looks like she's fallen into the water course.
She'll be at the glue factory by 9 o'clock in the morning.
Breezing Brett went the wrong way on Dandenong Road.
Oh, and then went in reverse on the way in once we would stop, Brett.
And finally, Jemay, well...
He's just a mess.
Let's just say she's been in the stalls.
She was left in the stalls, wasn't she? She was left in the stalls.
The blinkers on again.
Oh, my God.
Poor old chestnut. She's losing a colour too, isn't she?
I know. Hey? I tell you what, though, she's very thin now, Jemay.
She's dropped a bit.
But look...
Welcome all.
It's all about the race day recovery.
Yes.
We want to hear... what you guys all got up to on race day.
We want to hear if you're a winner or a loser.
Absolutely.
Don't we, Brett?
Absolutely.
Were you a winner today or are you just a loser? Let us know. Or SMS
you
us.
You looked at me when you said loser.
Well,
I was nearly going to say, well, I can't remember.
Oh, I don't like to say. You're not a loser, darling. You're gorgeous.
Did you win? Did you lose? Did you not go to the cup?
SMS us on 0427JOY949. Give us a call on 1300JOY949 or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. The lovely Jerry is out at reception awaiting your call as we speak.
It's always lovely to have Jerry
here. As
we're
chanting, darling. So how did you boys go today in your little cup?
You know how we went, don't you,
Dolly? Oh, but you had Gay's horse,
G-A-I's
horse.
No, I didn't go on Gay. I went. I was going with Gay because the colour scheme was nice. It was was it purple? It was a black outfit with
black
a purple
and white,
was it?
You were going to go with Gay.
So this was not Ferente, because originally you said Ferente.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yes.
She said Ferente.
And
Ferente
you
came
wanted
second.
Dunedin? Dunedin?
Yes.
Because I had a lot of problems with that.
Dunedin.
Well, that's what Brett was saying at breakfast, but he's taken
over. No, I would say Dunny Inn.
It's actually Dunedin. I was listening to
it
today.
Oh, so we were both wrong.
Yeah.
Apparently, Jerry's a loser. He's $4 down. Jerry, you were the last of the big spenders.
$4 down. For a sweep? Was it an office sweep?
It's like hanging out with a Rothschild. It's fantastic. Okay, so here's the final results. I bet on Winchester.
Loser.
And then... when I went to the TAB and put money on...
Gambling addict.
Then I saw the odds and went, I'll be putting some money on Americane. And that lost as well.
Yes, darling. Yes.
Nick, who joined us this morning, he bet on Galileo. That was scratched or sent to the glue factory.
Mm-hmm.
But Dolly, choosing Green Moon...
Dolly, could you tell us again why you chose Green Moon?
Yes.
It was spectacular, your thought process behind.
Well, Green Moon, his colour is Bay.
Yes.
And Bay is the most successful colour in Cup history with 64 wins.
Wow.
Also because of the fact that his initial G for Green has won the Cup several times. And number 14 was his saddle cloth.
Yes.
And also he had the lovely colours of blue and white.
Yes.
And... also, he was a six-year-old.
And Moon, because you don't mind chucking a moon every once in a while, do you? If you're driving the caravan
darling,
up the freeway.
Moon. So
Blue Moon, absolutely.
So I did well with Green Moon. I did give that tip.
Yes.
And I don't know.
Do you know what? Well done. Next year, I'm going straight to you. I'm not listening. I'm not listening to my heart.
Senses, Brett.
I think I've lost my senses.
Shame, shame, shame.
Oh, is that song gone?
For not listening to me, darling.
Here we go.
Shirley and Company with Shame, Shame, Shame. You're on Joy 94.9.
And I want you to know about it. See, I want you to feel it too. So just listen to me, baby. Can't stop me now. Hear what I say. My feet want to move, so get out my way. I'm gonna have my say. I'm going to every discotheque.
Listen to us right around the nation.
Joy 94.9.
Shame, 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 shame. That was by Shirley and Company. That's a good little ditty. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie. We've been here all day. We were here for Catching Up
and
Breakfast.
We did go home for a little while in between.
Did we? It doesn't feel like it though, does it?
Make out like you've been sitting in that chair.
No one does it harder.
No one does it harder.
No, Jamie was here in the sweatbox, weren't you, darling, on the little panel?
I had a marvellous lunch.
Did you, darling?
Yes.
That's what you did.
You know, I'm a bit of a... I do like a lunch.
You do like a lunch.
I do like a lunch.
Yeah, why
or
not?
A breakfast or a dinner or a snack.
I like eating. What can I tell you?
No, I'm leaving that one alone from there.
It was really nice. And because it was held in St Kilda, went to a great place in St Kilda. St Kilda was dead.
Oh, was it?
And so that's why I love... Because I hate St Kilda when it's busy.
Everyone was away.
Everyone's away. Everyone was in Royal Flemington.
They're all
the
on
city.
Their way home now from their weekends, aren't they? From their beach houses and things.
It's funny, you know, because we started the day in the city... And when we first got in...
What a lot of swill.
There was so much trash. There were the two drunk boys...
Yes. On the steps with their flies
asleep.
Down.
Yes.
Well, it was very inappropriate touching. And
they were asleep. They were asleep.
Mm. Well, Jamie, you shouldn't have touched them.
wasn't me touching them, Brett.
And then when Jamie went down to get us coffee, bless you for that.
Yeah, coffee
I owe
run.
You for this.
Coffee run.
He said, oh, my God, the streets are clean.
They completely changed. They'd been swept. The drunks had been put in a gutter or a box or something.
Somewhere, yeah.
And the fitness people were out. And then the fascinators were shortly behind that.
Yeah, it was an incredible change,
well,
wasn't it?
My first time in Melbourne for Melbourne Cup. And let me say, it is a big to-do here.
When we came back tonight, there was swill again.
It was still the fascinators, but they weren't on as straight.
Yes, and people were holding
soggy heels.
Have you, holding of the shoe. Girls, I just want to let you into something.
Oh. Get the boys to hold
if
it.
You can't keep your shoes on all day, you shouldn't be wearing them. There you go.
Well, I said wear sensible shoes. Obviously, no one listened. Now, what do we need our viewers to do tonight?
Oh, we're wondering if you're a winner or a loser today and whatever that form that may have taken for you and how your day was.
Absolutely.
Let us know on 0427JOY949. Give us a call, 1300JOY949. The lovely Jerry is on reception this evening awaiting your call as we speak.
Yes.
Or send us an email onair@joy.org.au.
Now, speaking of breakfast, a lovely newsreader here.
Yes.
Hikaru.
Yeah.
Who we also called Hickey.
He told us to call him Hickey.
He just sent us a message saying, oh my God, those drunk boys. And they were quite funny to start the day.
They were.
I wonder if they actually are members of Joy and maybe they should join up.
Well, maybe they should get a little rest and keep themselves nice.
Maybe they should
keep
have got into
nice.
A cab.
Yeah, before they fell asleep on the street.
Spending all their money.
Oh, well, I'm sure they had a top night.
There's also the lovely Tristan has SMS'd us in and said, hello, gorgeous darlings. I watched the cup with my ex and we bet on the cup and we didn't get anything. But his cousin Craig lost the bet as well because he bet on Dunedin. Your choice, Jamie.
Tristan, you know, I'm sorry, Del. Oh, it wasn't mine.
What have you eaten today anyway, boys? Did you keep up with your ratio? I recommend
it. It's really insensitive of you with my
sausage
week,
rolls. 1-6 sausage rolls to a glass of champagne. Did anyone do that today?
Oh, because you said how many
you've
got
to keep
rolls?
That ratio, the sausage roll, champagne ratio. Did you keep that, Brett?
No, because we were eating Mexican.
No, what's that got to do with the cup? No,
that's a shot of tequila for every tortilla.
Tequila?
Yeah.
Tequila. Are you a tequila
shot? For every tortilla, a shot of tequila.
Oh, look, it's all just, we're just having a little bit of fun here, darling. Got to,
so meatballs goodness. Or Mexican? Mexican kind of tortilla
beautiful.
Kind
it
of
was,
stuff.
It was contemporary Mexican.
Mm. Ooh.
And I don't want to say the name of the hotel.
No, well, we can't. We
but
wouldn't.
We can't because I would be advertising. Yes. But I have to say, it's in St Kilda.
Yeah.
And
that narrows it down.
It's fabulous.
There's so many Mexican restaurants.
It is so fantastic. The pork hock that we had.
Pork hock.
It's like the it's the lamb shank equivalent.
You were such a foodie, aren't you?
You're not born in year of the pig, Brett, because I don't think you should eat your own star signs.
No, I was born in the year of the tiger, sweetheart.
Oh, you can't eat tigers. They're endangered anyway, no, so you're all right to eat
pig. Just watch out for me in the bushes.
Oh, lovely. Ooh. You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. And it's we're still here, aren't we?
We are still here. It's our 15th hour of our telethon today. Joy 94.9, but we're loving it.
Yeah, we should be, shouldn't we? Because clearly we're a little bit delirious too. Yeah, I know where I've gone wrong, so you can sit back down again and just keep on talking.
Yet again, we've done another visual gag for you, folks.
It's a shame it's not a TV show sometimes. It should be.
Well, maybe we should pop a webcam.
Oh, shame on you, Dolly, if you can't dance to.
Joy 94.9.
We're all yours. Suck us dry. Spit us out. Do what you have to do, but don't forget to listen every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 for Catching Up, Joy 94.9.
That's right, Brett.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with the delightful Dolly, the wonderful Jamie, and the very tired Brett.
How much wine did you have with lunch, Brett? You're off your face.
I had two glasses.
No, I'm only teasing.
Yes,
you look
exactly.
fine.
I'm just a little tired.
You look fine.
But we're talking about what happened on your Melbourne Cup today.
Mm-hmm.
This is race day. Because we've done the breakfast show today.
Yes.
Anastasia and Beau were clearly at the races or at Poofed Off. And we're doing race day recovery now.
You don't know that. You don't
Oh, well,
that,
I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Just assuming. Don't assume anything.
And what we want to hear from you tonight is, were you a winner today or were you a loser? Now, some people might think a loser's being rude, but we're not being rude.
No,
Did you lose on the race?
You didn't have a win.
Did you have a win? Maybe it was a different win. Please SMS us on 0427 Joy 949. Give us a call on 1300 Joy 949. The wonderful Jerry is waiting to take your call. Or email us directly into the studio on air at joy.org.
And make that quick, folks, because we do get a lot of people sending in messages. And we, you know, to get through them all, we need to get started early.
We were swamped this morning, weren't we?
Oh, yeah, it was incredible. So, losers, darling, what are you going to talk about? You're talking about winners and losers?
I want to talk about.
Yes.
Because, look, I lost $40 today.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. I lost $40 today. But, you know, that's okay. I want to talk about some big losers. And I'm not talking about losers as in being derogatory. I'm talking about losers, gambling losers.
Yes.
Kerry Packer recorded the single biggest losing streak in the UK gambling history when he went on a 3-week bad streak back in 1999.
Mm-hmm.
He lost almost £20 million. Back then, that would have been equivalent of about 40 million Australian dollars.
Yeah, back then the pound was worth something, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they even said that one night, it was so bad that he walked into a casino, wagered and lost £15 million on 4 roulette wheels, then nonchalantly walked out again.
Gosh.
Can you imagine?
Million. Yeah.
But $15 million to Kerry Packer
Nothing.
Would be like $40 to me, really.
Yeah, that's true. Not about the same, really.
Not a big issue.
You reckon? is that the ratio?
And that would then ratio bucks. Down to about 50 cents for Dolly, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
And a lemon meringue pie.
Tell you what, she makes a gorgeous lemon meringue.
She does.
Now, in a Japanese property developer back in 1992, was the world's biggest gambler.
Ooh.
Like most of the high rollers of his game of choice was Baccarat. I'm not going to go into what that is.
It's a card
blah, blah,
game.
Blah. It's a card game. Yeah. He held the record for the biggest Baccarat loss in history when, in one session, he lost $10 million at a casino. He was then stabbed to death outside his home shortly afterwards.
Oh.
So that's pretty bad luck,
that's a big
isn't
loser,
it?
Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's a big loser.
An interesting little documentary on TV last night.
Yes.
Yes, thank you,
Dolly.
And it was actually a Christian card counting group.
Oh, really?
I was watching something else.
Well, I thought that was a bit of a contradiction because God wouldn't want you to gamble necessarily, but they said he would. He talked, and in fact, God had talked to them and told them to go into this syndicate and to count the cards.
Oh, my
God. For what reason?
I don't know. Just to make money.
Oh.
Because Christians can be rich, apparently. It's okay with God.
They'd be winners.
That's
then.
Good. Hey, look, winners. Just quickly, as a sideline, I actually watched that Good Christian Bitches.
Did you? Finally.
And I loved it.
I mean, how long have I been telling you?
It was so funny. Thank and you. Those who haven't seen it, do yourself a favour. Go online. Have
it
a
truly look. Is
it
fantastic.
It is hilarious. Hey, look, I've got two little other quick things.
Yes, you've got plenty of time,
Dan. So, the
We've
Austrian.
Got nothing. We've got nothing to talk about.
You know what? You used your material this morning.
We used it all as breakfast.
Yes.
Austrian casino player Joseph Reiner was so scared of facing his wife after blowing thousands of their well hard-earned dollars on the roulette table at his local casino, he actually faked an assault on himself in order to claim he'd been a victim of robbery. So Joseph smashed his own face with an iron bar, breaking his own nose and jaw and finally his arm. The doctors called the police after he confessed. The couple do remain married to this day.
That sounds perfectly reasonable to me.
It's amazing. It's amazing how many what people do to hide the gambling.
Don't beat yourself
addiction.
Up, though. I mean, you know.
No, no. Look, if you need a plausible excuse, sometimes you need a black eye to do that. And if you've got to give it to yourself, you've got to. That's how the cookie crumbles sometimes.
You ever done that to yourself, sweetheart?
No, I got a black eye once, though.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that, darling? Falling on your hairbrush?
I was about eight, and this girl beat me up.
Oh,
darling. Can I say, girls there, they,
she was bigger than
tough.
Me. She was bigger than me, and
is
she was
Is this what
strong.
Turned you, is it?
Yeah, might have been.
Might have been, hey.
She might have turned me.
What were you fighting over her dress?
Oh, I don't know, something in the park. I can't remember.
Something. Do you know, isn't it funny as a kid, it's always like, what happened in the
it's
park?
It's always in the oval,
stays
isn't it?
In the park.
Stays in the oval, yeah.
I'll park. See you on the top oval by 10, Cherie.
Park was Vegas back then, wasn't it?
Oh, I used to had a bit of a mouth on me in those days, around your
really?
Days. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprising.
It's hard to believe, I know. And I do recall saying something to the boys playing cricket.
Yes.
And then turning to my brother, saying to him, Bruce, run. And the both of us running.
I like that two words.
Bruce run. And then the both of us just running. And I could hear something going,
What was it? A boomerang? What was it?
Well, they were playing cricket, weren't they?
Oh,
so they pulled worse. Out a wicket and going, bang, straight in the back of their head. I was
Who's
collected.
Your head?
My head collected Dulcet. With the wicket.
Oh, my
no
God.
No wonder you can't watch the cricket.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's awful, isn't
we
it?
We burnt our park down as well, just because it was Rockingham. So someone burnt it down. Yeah. It wasn't me.
Hang
but
on.
Caught on fire, burnt
when,
it down.
When you say you burnt it down, someone in your community did. Not
a friend. I was there.
Oh, my
we
God.
We had a cubby house way at the back of the park. And I think we'd stolen some alcohol to drink in the cubby house.
Yes.
And
really?
It caught on fire and burnt the whole park down.
Burnt it all down, darling.
Mm. Oh. Hey, look.
Things that happen, hey, sweetheart.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks
yeah,
for your losers. Right. That was fantastic.
That's all right.
That really was.
What have we got? She's so rude. What have we got now, darling?
I've got some Teddy Pendergrass and I Don't Love You Anymore.
Oh, darling.
You're catching up on Joy 94.9.
Can make that, but we can make it.
Joy 94.9.
Australia's best titbit.
Without the tits.
Catching up on Joy 94.9. You're with your usual Tuesday night crew. It's the Catching Up crew with Jamie, Brett and Dolly, and it's lovely to have your company on this, your Cup Day recovery show.
Used, I think you said.
Used.
Well, I do feel a bit used.
People have all been used today.
We have, haven't we?
Oh, we have been used and abused.
Well, used and abused.
Put through the ringer, sweetheart.
Oh.
Put through the green moon.
I tell you what, though, if we were horses, we wouldn't be going to the glue factory.
Wouldn't we?
No. There's still life in us yet.
I think we would have gone to the glue factory a long time ago.
I think so, sweetheart.
To be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I don't know.
We're wondering, you know, are you a winner today? Are you a loser? Did you have a win on the cup? Did you make some money? Did you have a nice day?
I don't know if anyone went to Poof Doof.
Oh, you are totally obsessed. Did you want to go to that or something, darling, hey?
Only because a friend of mine went and I saw the music that was being played.
Yeah. Good music?
Can I say? That music would have fitted well. It was all old disco.
Funky disco.
It was old disco, old funk, babe. The three of us could have danced all night.
Why didn't you give us a heads up, darling, and a little thumbs up beforehand?
So please, if anyone's out there that went to Poof Doof,
please let Brett know.
Let his Mexican go down and settle, because he hasn't slept well this week and he clearly needs to know this before the end of the show. So you've got 30 minutes to SMS us on 0427JOY949 or give Jerry on reception a call, 1300JOY949, or send us an email on air at joy.org.au. Now, we've actually had a little shout out from a beautiful listener. If Brett hadn't played with the inbox, I'd be able to read that for you.
Oh, calm down. Keep your wig on. Right.
Get out.
Sorry, keep your merkin on.
Says, hey guys, didn't win the cup today, but love the show. So glad my dad put me onto it. Big love, Suri Cruz. XXX, allegedly.
Now, Suri's from the phone. Is that what you were saying?
It's a phone number that we can see. Oh. So we're not sure who that is. It's not a number.
Please explain.
It's not a number that's familiar to anyone in the room, surprisingly.
Normally mine's 000, so no.
Yeah, or isn't it
1-800? Dollar prayer? No.
0005.
Is it 1-900, Lezo?
Is that right?
Sorry, that's an in-joke. That's not me being rude. That's just a little bit of an
in-joke.
Yes,
you've got to watch your P's and your Q's, haven't you, darling?
Yes.
Now, darling, what's going on? We're talking horses, aren't we?
I was saying it must be Dolly's time.
It's all about the cup, Dolly, and you've got a nice little clip to play for us, haven't you, darling?
Yes, you do remember Seinfeld. This is feeling like a Seinfeld episode where nothing's happening. And this is Jerry from Seinfeld doing some stand-up.
Okay.
So do you want to listen?
Yeah.
Okay.
Love to.
Let's go. He's standing.
Stella!
I was at the track. I went to the horse racing the other day. Do the horses even know that they're racing? What do they think is happening? Do you think when the race ends, they're walking back to the stable? I was third. I was fifth. I was ninth. I'm sure they know that the guy on their back or whoever wants them to get to the end as soon as possible, but they must get there and go, we were just here. If this is where you wanted to be, why don't we just stay here? That was the longest possible way to get here that you could have taken.
But what did you think of that? You didn't like that, Brett.
And I just knew.
You don't like Seinfeld. No, not happy with Seinfeld.
Oh, everyone's sitting around that apartment and going, soup. Jerry, it was a big salad.
You know, it was just like, enough. Get a life.
There's no American shows like that, is there, where they sit around in an apartment?
No, God,
that doesn't happen at all on American TV.
No.
So it's rare.
Mm-hmm. I did like, and I have to say, I did like, what was
Elaine?
Elaine. And I saw lots of Elaine's dancing at a wedding that I did the other night.
That's right, because Elaine couldn't dance.
Yeah, the whole floor was full of Elaine dancing.
She was very neurotic.
Completely out of tune, out of beat, and hilarious.
It was.
Did you like Seinfeld?
I liked some of them. Some of them I found. I didn't like the fat, bold Jewish one. What's his name?
George.
I didn't like him.
Did we need to talk about...
Well, no, I mean, I didn't like him. It was a character.
I did like his Jewish parents, though.
His parents were fantastic.
Georgie!
Oh, here we go.
The funny scene, remember when Estelle, she caught George masturbating?
Oh.
I walked in. And my son's treating himself like an amusement arcade. I slipped right off and hit my head on the toilets.
For someone who didn't watch the show and doesn't like it, seemed rather awful.
That was funny. That was funny.
But there was the soup Nazi as well, wasn't there? Soup for you 1 year.
But that was apparently based on...
Oh, yeah, that was based on
a New York cook.
Yeah.
Who was the soup Nazi?
And then there was Stella.
still
remember what that episode was all about.
But I think it had something to do with Elaine. She had some work done and she was on Novocaine or something.
Ah, right.
And she heard someone say it and she just ran with it.
You know, Crazy Kramer, he was sort of funny. I liked his character quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was cool.
Yes. Keep on going. Have you got anything
But it
else?
Was no Will and Grace, was it?
Do you know what? I love
it. Was
Will
no Will
Grace.
And Grace. Karen.
You just want to... Can I say, it was all of... Like, initially, when I was watching Will and Grace, it was all about Karen and Jack.
Yeah.
But well, then as the series went on, I loved Grace.
Yes, Dolly.
Oh, yes, Dolly.
You didn't like that, right? I got it.
Yeah.
I've got something else now. We've heard it before, but like Big Brother is in its final second night.
Yes.
So there is an intruder. I've heard there's an intruder coming in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's hot off the press.
I'm so bored. Days just go on and on. There's nothing to do. I'm just drained, like emotionally drained. And I like miss my mum and everything. I never knew I miss my mum so much. And I like miss my little dog and everything. And like, who's nicked my crisps? Did you nick my crisps? We said like three crisps each, right? And like somebody's taking my crisps. It's like so annoying. You know, one thing I really like about me, right, is like I'm so hot. I'm hot, you're not. So show me what you got. Oh God, Big Brother, we might really need fags. I'm gonna go mad if I don't get fags. I can't cook! I've never been able to cook!
Dawn, you've been evicted. Please leave the French and Saunders house.
Oh, God, that's like such a shock. I'm so shocked. Don't look all right. I'll leave you my bikinis, all right? You can have all my 14 bikinis. Oh, God, I can't believe it. Oh, God. Well, thanks for evicting me, you slag. I know you invited me off. But I'll tell you something. This has been an amazing journey, right? I'll tell you something. I really, really, like, love you. And I'm going to see you on the outside, right? I love you. Stay strong, right? And, like, win it for me. Okay? Okay, be strong. All right. Okay, now, I hope they don't boo me. I hope my mum's there. Oh, God. Do I look hot? I bet I do, yeah. All right, here we go. Loads of contracts! Like, shut up, right? You don't even know me!
Oh. That was the latest evictee from Big Brother house.
Dawn French.
That had to be the fabulous Dawn French.
Isn't she? Yes.
Did you ever see the episode when they did Celebrity Big Brother and Dawn French was Jackie Stallone?
Oh, I do. Something vague.
And Jennifer Saunders was Stallone's... No. Sylvester Stallone's ex.
Right.
Bridget Nielsen.
Ah, right.
So then Dawn came in and went, Jackie, yeah, I'm Jackie. Hello, dear.
Just love her.
And you should see the makeup because you know Jackie Stallone's face is literally just melted away.
It does look like she's been hit by a car, doesn't it, or something.
Hysterical.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, gorgeous. Anyway, that's all I've got. I've got another song now, though, kids.
This is one of my favourite songs, by the way.
Yeah, this is From New York to LA by Patsy Gallant. It was her first international hit in 1976.
Ooh, that's a long way to go.
94.9.
In my mind, there's a face on my lips. There's a name in my life. There's no place for the man that I love. 'Cause I'm living my life just to sing and be free. From L.A. to New York, from New York to L.A. Ooh, from New York to L.A. Ooh, 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 ooh. From New York to L.A. From New York to L.A. From New York to L.A.
Top Twins, and you're listening to Joy
94.9. Brett, Dolly, and Jamie playing for laughs, playing for keeps. I'm catching up on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with Jamie, Dolly, and Brett, and it's our second show today because we started off at breakfast.
Did we?
We're still racing and racing.
We're still racing. I'll tell you what, the Phillies are out on the field.
Yes, that's right, kids.
Actually, they're probably collapsed.
Now, am I the only one that got a nap this afternoon? Because you're delirious.
Clearly.
Oh,
you're delirious.
Here we go again.
Still racing. Now, what are you going to talk about, Dylan?
Well, I've got a little story about a gay horse, which we will go to later, which we did play at breakfast, but I think we can share it with a few more
people. This might just keep us awake.
Yes.
Do you know what it's a bit of a mix of?
What?
It's a bit of a mashup between the William Tell Overture and Bonanza.
Oh, I'll get rid of it then.
Remember Bonanza?
Yes. You might be right about that, Brett. So I'm wondering, you know, homosexuality, of course, does appear in all sorts of animals around the planet, all sorts of species. So we're not alone amongst our animal friends, which is nice.
But as you coined so wonderfully this morning, actually, Jamie, I was really touched when you said this. You said how the animals don't discriminate if you're homosexual.
No.
But humans do.
No, there was no little Ku Klux Klan cats, were there?
No.
No.
There was no burning of pink triangles.
In saying that, Brett, they will eat each other at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, well, there is that, but they are animals. So you've got to draw them. You've got to give them some credit.
Have you ever had a gay pet, Dolly?
No. Well, yes, actually.
Yes. What was that story, Dolly?
Well, actually, my father's dog. Yeah, he's one of those little white fluffy things.
Yeah?
Yeah, he's male.
Right.
And he does tend to follow my little white fluffy around.
A bit too much.
Give him a little humpy dumpy.
Yeah, nice. Brett, you ever had a gay pet?
Yeah, we had a Siamese fighting fish called Judith.
Judith, the Siamese fighting fish.
Judith was, if not a drag queen, because Judith had the look of like a missing Supremes.
Yeah, the way they all do, those fighting fish. Yeah, they're beautiful.
Yeah, so I think she was a drag queen. So I'm not necessarily gay, but definitely drag.
Well, that's
what's
that's
the name of your fighting fish? You got one too, didn't you?
Oh, it's Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, in the blue dress.
That's right, because she's got a blue dress with a bit of a stain.
And she lives in a tank next to she lives in a tank next to two goldfish called Bill and Hillary Clinton who stare at her all day.
Can I tell you a quick story about friends of mine had a Siamese fighting fish? She got given 3 for Christmas one year.
Yeah.
And she called them, because they were black and they had that beautiful wavy tails, she called them Diana Ross and the Supremes.
Yeah.
The next day she woke up, one of the fish had disappeared.
Yeah. Just disappeared.
No, it's because they're jumpers. They jump out of the tank.
2 days later, the other fish had disappeared.
Yeah.
Diana Ross had 8 the Supremes.
No. No, they jumped.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, there was nothing. So they didn't feed Diana. After eating 2 fish.
After eating 2 of your backup singers. You've been full.
As in life. As in life.
Well, I don't have a gay pet at the moment. I've got my little Botox. And I thought, look, if you're a Shih Tzu cross Maltese called Botox, you'd be gay, wouldn't you? For sure.
He likes chicks.
Well, apparently, I dropped him off at the groomers and he just never shows me any part of his sexuality. He's always kept it very clean to himself. But picked him up from the groomers and the grooming lady says, he likes a Shar Pei or 6. And I said, what?
She
said he's tried to climb every Shar Pei in this place today. And I said, what is that all about? And it must just be that they feel nice.
That would have horrified you, darling.
I was shocked.
That's Botox awful to know.
Gay for pay.
Maybe he is. I mean, I think he's pretty much anything for a chicken wing.
Do you know what? Dolly and I are as well. So.
For a chicken wing.
Yeah, but he likes them raw.
Oh, no. I need them. I cooked them, maybe a glass of champagne.
Yeah. I'll have to have a hot dog.
Anyway, back to our gay homosexual animal story.
Gay horse.
I found a little news story out of America. I'm not sure if it was recent or a little while back. And I'm not sure if it's, maybe slightly fuddled. It could possibly be real, but it's about a gay horse called Sea Captain, and he's trying to win a race.
I was at the track. I went to the horse racing the other day. Do the horses even know that they're racing?
Oh, it's not this one, is it?
What do they think?
It's not that one, is it?
Oh, no. We were listening away there going, whatever.
Jerry Seinfeld again?
No, it's not that one, is it? I was just testing you, boys.
Oh, you were, darling, and you're doing a marvellous job. Soldier on. We're not tired at all in our 16th hour.
Because gay horses is clearly stated gay horses.
We're doing 16 hours.
You turn the lights down. I can't see a thing.
Sorry, it's horse without the E because the E on my keyboard's not working.
Here it is.
Here we go.
Spectators at the Breeders' Cup World Championships this weekend will see the first ever openly gay horse to run in a major stakes race. Jean Ann Wharton takes us beyond the facts.
Here at Santa Anita Park, many bettors are counting on two-time Beaumont winner Fantastic Feat to take the Breeders' Cup, but it's newcomer Ship's Captain that has everyone talking.
I see him at the head of the field, and I think there's no way that horse is gay.
Mm-hmm.
but he is.
Trainer Gene Harris acknowledged the horse's sexual orientation in last week's Time magazine.
He can no more change the fact that he's gay than he can that he has four hooves.
There have been rumors of gay horses competing since the early days of thoroughbred racing. Flat Tire, Whirlybird, and Nor'easter were widely suspected to be homosexual, while the book Out in the Pasture revealed former Preakness champ Silver Dollar struggled to remain in the closet, going so far as breeding with mares to protect his secret.
What were your biggest concerns about Ship's captain coming out?
Yeah, the horses. I was worried how they'd react.
Mm-hmm.
When they refused to ride in the same trailer as him, and they'd buck and snort when we walked in the stable.
While many racing fans are commending Ship's captain for his bravery, others aren't ready to accept the idea of a gay racehorse.
It's getting a bad name on racing.
No, I don't think there should be anything like that. I think everything should be natural.
Ain't right.
I'm worried about all the other horses that are with them, that they're, you know, they have to eat together.
An astonishing amount of ignorance out there. I've been in a stable with Ship's captain, and I hear a jockey say, "That's so gay." And I think, I hope he can't understand human language. Ship's captain is here because he's fast, not because he's gay. There are other gay horses. You know, people go out to a petting farm. There's gay ponies out there that they're petting. There's gay plow horses.
Mm-hmm.
This is a part of the world.
We'll all be watching to see how that gay horse fares.
Hi, I'm Sonia Krug from Channel 9, and you're listening to Joy 94.9.
Time to catch up with Jamie, Brett, and Dolly on Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. That was The Real Thing, the Decade Remix. Did you like that? You are to me everything. And you really are, boys. You really are.
You too as well.
Oh, well, you haven't got many people in your life, have you? So I guess it's easy for us to be important.
Thanks for that. Stating the obvious. Now, what are you doing here, Mitch?
Hello. I'm just jamming to that.
Mitch has probably come to tell us what's coming up on Sci-Fi and Square.
Fabulous show on Joy.
Yes.
Tonight we are talking about women in horror films, women directors, and like the whole genre of horror and the reaction of the horror industry to women in horror.
So there was a female Dracula, wasn't there?
Daughter of Dracula.
Oh, right.
Again, it's kind of like Brides on the side.
Dracula.
Like, there's
no
main. It's
Christ.
Really struggling to find main strong characters. And also, Sonia was able to get an interview with Tara Buck from True Blood. She plays the character Ginger.
What? Did you say from True Blood?
Yeah.
What?
From True Blood. So, Sonia.
Ginger?
Yeah, Ginger.
She's one of the.
Ginger.
Oh, my gosh.
And so.
No, that's big, Brett.
A lot of couple of little things. I think she was in one episode of Bones.
Ginger she's this amazing character in True Blood, and when something happens, she just screams.
See, I only remember Ginger from Casino and Ginger from...
She's good Ginger.
Ginger Rogers and
Gilligan's Island.
Yes,
and Ginger Rogers.
Let me tell you.
Thanks very much. We'll see you next in Sci-Fi and Squeal.
I think we've got some messages, and
quick
then we've
messages.
Got a final show.
Yes.
This is Joy 94.9.
No, we don't have any messages, Daddy.
Okay. Well, that's okay. What I do have, though, there are two messages that were sent through. One of them, Peter, the lovely Peter from Perth, said, and this was on our website,
yes.
Look, I was at Ascot today. Ascot is the Perth equivalent to Royal Flemington.
That's right.
And I can tell you right now that things won't be pretty about now, and I sort of agree to that. We've also got another message. No?
We're going to say goodbye.
Are we going to say goodbye?
Is that message important or not?
They said Poof Doof was fantastic and they danced themselves silly. Allegedly, it's from John Travolta. I think it's allegedly.
Anyway, we've made it. What have we got next week?
Next week we have got Oz Comedy, and we are joining with a guest for the whole show, the fabulous Anne Edmonds. She's back from Edinburgh.
Yes, so we're doing Australian comedy, girl comedy next week.
Yeah. All comedy.
And we're going to be all over like a cheap coat next week, aren't we?
Absolutely,
we're
gonna be darling.
Awake. So it's goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from Jamie.
And it's good night from me, Joy 94.9.
I'm Flex Pavilion, and if you're hearing me right now, I assume you're listening to Joy 94.9.
When the dog bites.
When the bee stings.
Shall I start?
When I'm feeling
shy. Are you already started?
I simply remember my favourite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
Cat.
That was far too much red then.
I don't mind a bit of red.
Look at that. It's like a heart rate monitor.
Beep.
Oh, Dolly.
Oh, what? Yes.
Dolly Diamond.
Yes,
no,
yes.
Sorry.
No.
Wrong Dolly.
God,
Dolly
wrong
Diamond's
Dolly.
DJ package, actually.
How about... Dear Dolly.
I nearly turned like a ballerina when I... Dear Dolly, yes, I'm yes. here.
I've got a problem.
What? What's your problem?
I don't know how to subscribe to those podcast things that all the kids are doing.
Oh, Lottie, you're joining us.
Chat. How are you, darling?
That's lovely. It's so nice to have you. I've never actually met you in person. I've only heard you on the radio.
Well, I've decided to pop in and make the teas tonight because I see you guys and just flat out, aren't you? You're very busy. So I thought I'd pop in and make the teas.
Where's your offsider? Is she here with us?
No, she's got a cracked pelvis at the moment. She's having to lie flat with her legs at least 45 degrees above her head.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear
no,
that.
Look, she shouldn't have been using her pelvis the way she was using it. That's the problem.
How is she using it, darling?
Well, I don't think we can go in on a community radio station into too much detail. Oh. Let's just say she's very flexible.
Have our favourite ladies of Dalesford, have you guys worked out how to subscribe to our podcast?
No, we can't think. We've tried. We weren't sure, well, because we don't have a computer, you see.
Dolly, could you help us maybe? Maybe help Dotty.
Why is that so funny, Dolly?
But Dolly, how do we subscribe to these podcasts, my dear?
I've got no idea.
Well, I think you can just go to the joy.org.au to subscribe.
I'll subscribe. Yeah, and press the button.
Or you can always hear us. You can always hear us live 9 to 10 every Tuesday night. It's on Joy 94.9.
That's right.
I'd love to do that. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.